Next morning, before Esk got up, Granny hid the staff in the thatch, well out of harm's way. Esk ate her breakfast and drank a pint of goat's milk without the least sign of the events of the last 24 hours. It was the first time she had been inside Granny's cottage for more than a brief visit, and while the old woman washed the dishes and milked the goats, she made the most of her implied license to explore. She found that life in the cottage wasn't entirely straightforward. There was the matter of the goats' names, for example.
"But they've got to have names," she said. "Everything's got a name."
Granny looked at her around the pear-shaped flanks of the head nanny while the milk squirted into the low pail. "I dare say they've got names in goat," she said vaguely. "What do they want names in human for?"
"Well," said Esk and stopped. She thought for a bit. "How do you make them do what you want, then?"
"They just do. And when they want me, they holler."
Esk gravely gave the head goat a wisp of hay. Granny watched her thoughtfully. Goats did have names for themselves, she well knew. There was Goat Who Is My Kid, Goat Who Is My Mother, Goat Who Is Herd Leader, and half a dozen other names, not least of which was Goat Who Is This Goat. They had a complicated herd system, and four stomachs and a digestive system that sounded very busy on still nights, and Granny had always felt that calling all this names like Buttercup was an insult to a noble animal.
"Esk," she said, making up her mind.
"Yes?"
"What would you like to be when you grow up?"
Esk looked blank.
"Don't know."
"Well," said Granny, her hands still milking, "what do you think you will do when you are grown up?"
"Don't know. Get married, I suppose."
"Do you want to?"
Esk's lips started to shape themselves around the D, but she caught Granny's eye and stopped and thought.
"All the grown-ups I know are married," she said at last, and thought some more.
"Except you," she added cautiously.
"That's true," said Granny.
"Didn't you want to get married?"
It was Granny's turn to think.
"Never got around to it," she said at last. "Too many other things to do, you see."
"Father says you're a witch," said Esk, chancing her arm.
"I am that," Esk nodded. In the Ramtops, witches were accorded a status similar to that which other cultures gave to nuns, or tax collectors, or cesspit cleaners. That is to say, they were respected, sometimes admired, generally applauded for doing a job which logically had to be done, but people never felt quite comfortable in the same room with them.
Granny said, "Would you like to learn the witching?"
"Magic, you mean?"
asked Esk, her eyes lighting up.
"Yes, magic. But not firework magic. Real magic."
"Can you fly?"
"There's better things than flying.
And I can learn them?"
"If your parents say yes."
Esk sighed. "My father won't."
"Then I shall have a word with him," said Granny.